most people are afraid of this work. Mm-hmm. Most people are afraid to go deep within themselves. And this is why most people live mediocre lives.
Hey, babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions.
Hey, Mommy Millionaires, welcome to this amazing Mommy Millionaire Minute. We're going to talk about a special concept that really changed my life a few years ago when it was first introduced to me. And if you guys love a concept like this, if you love learning things, gaining tools in your tool belt for self-mastery and for helping clients around you, you know, no matter what service you're in, maybe you have team members, a part of your network marketing team, and you really want to help people have more success in their life, our coaching academy is the perfect thing to invest in right now. There's been, like, I don't think a better time in my life or in history than right now, where people have a lot of extra time on their hands than to invest in themselves and their education. And so our coaching academy is a 6-month program. You guys can learn all about it during our Wednesday night webinars at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're interested, head over to mommymillionaire.co or check out the show notes to register for the webinar. So with that intro, I think you guys know who I'm bringing on. She's been a guest frequently, and she is a psychotherapist. She's a transformation coach to very high level entrepreneurs and athletes. And she is the person that introduced me to this concept. And I was like, well, it's better just to have her on to explain it so I don't mess it up. So welcome, Dr. Jen Chrisman, to the Mommy Millionaire Show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be back again.
Okay. So a couple years ago, me and you were sitting outside of Zinc Cafe in Corona Del Mar. And at that time, I had just moved to Newport Beach and increased my living expenses tremendously. I mean, I went from a mortgage of $1,200 a month to now a rent payment of just $15,000. Talk about upper limiting and like getting scared, that was happening. And in that moment, you asked me something. You said, who's driving your bus right now? And I was like, what is this about? And I wanted you to explain this concept because ever since that afternoon, I went home and implemented it into my life because you coached me through it, you know, how to work on it on a daily basis. And it's something I still do on a daily basis. I check in and work through this tool. I wanted to have you share it with all the mommy millionaires out there because, you know, we're all about bringing value and really helping people transform their lives. This is something we talk about in the coaching academy, but it's not like a concept that is not universal. I mean, anybody can use it. You don't have to be a coach to use this concept, is what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. This analogy that I am about to explain is really a way, it's a lens for each of us to look at ourselves through, because I really do believe that it is, you know, it's part of the human experience that we are all going through. And, you know, basically the idea, the way of looking at ourselves is that each one of us is on a bus and we are all driving down this road called life. And along our journey, along the path of this road, we are picking up passengers along the way. And these passengers are coming from different points in our lifetime. They can be from specific events and experiences that we go through, or they can just be developmental milestones or archetypes, like Carl Jung.
He's my favorite.
He's
quoted several times on this podcast.
My favorite too. So he describes the concept of archetypes, which are these, you know, the ways of being that we all have inherently in us as human beings. And so what happens is that we collect these passengers. Each one of us has our own unique set of passengers. And I'll just quickly go through, I always use myself as an example, but you know, for me, I have I have the four-year-old little Jen who she's so cute and she's so sweet, but she's also already so timid and scared in the world because, well, she doesn't quite know why exactly. She knows that she feels a little bit different and that her home is different than others. I also have, I have 9-year-old Jen on my bus whose dad just committed suicide, and she feels really insecure. She feels abandoned. She doesn't understand why this happened. And the only way she can make sense of it is that obviously it was because she wasn't cute enough. She wasn't, you know, she was too chubby. She wasn't smart enough. I have 15-year-old Jen who has a real chip on her shoulder. She's angry. She's rebellious. She, you know, she's taken the experiences of her childhood and she's wearing them as a badge of honor and as a way to keep the rest of the world out. And then I have, you know, the middle 20-something Jen who is the overachieving perfectionist that, you know, everything looks good and she's got it all figured out, but don't even think about coming near her because I'm completely untouchable. Right. So we all have our own version of our passengers. And what happens is because majority of our life is being lived unconsciously, these different passengers, they fight, they struggle for who's going to be in the driver's seat of our bus. And if we're not tuned in, if we're not paying attention, we end up living our lives well into adulthood with one of these younger passengers driving. And our work, the transformation, the healing happens when we learn first how to identify who our passengers are, knowing that cast of characters that we have along with us on our journey, and then getting to know them. Looking critically, and that doesn't mean harsh criticism, that just means objectively and honestly at what it looks like when I have a 4-year-old driving my bus, or what it looks like when I have that 9-year-old driving my bus, or the 15-year-old driving the bus, looking through that lens and developing a deeper understanding of, because I mean, we can imagine right now, like, you know, I'm 39 years old. How is my life going to play out? What kind of experiences am I going to have if I have that, you know, deeply insecure, like that everything that happens in the world is because I'm not good enough. 9-year-old driving my bus, I can guarantee you it's not going to be, you know, the success and the abundance that I have in my life today. Mm. You know, so the work is learning to identify what it looks like when each of these passengers tries to take over the driver's seat, and then creating a relationship. Because here's the thing about this bus and these passengers, oftentimes when we see like, oh, the 15-year-old's taking over again, we get that frustration, we get the judgment, we get that feeling of like, why are you still here? I thought I got rid of you. I thought we worked on this. Mm-hmm. But I have really come to understand, and I've really come to believe that these passengers aren't going anywhere. Once you're on the bus, you're on the bus for life. And having the passengers on the bus is in and of itself is not the problem. It's the relationship that we have with our passengers mm-hmm. that becomes problematic. Either one, remaining unconscious to them and not acknowledging how they take over, or two, creating a relationship of shame and judgment and criticism for those passengers being there.
Mm-hmm. So I love that you're bringing up the relationship that you have with these passengers, because for a long time, it's like I didn't realize they were passengers, but I would call them like the mean girl inside of me or the bully inside of me. Some people like use that language, and that's language. Remember, your language determines your reality. And so does anybody want a bully living inside of them? Like, of course, you're not going to like that person in there. And I think when we turn it into the passenger and turn it into a loving relationship where we start to show compassion and grace to that person, we learn to do things out of love instead of out of that low vibe of shame, fearfulness, anger, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think that, you know, this was something when I was going through this process and going through, you know, this has been, I've developed this over the last 15 years of my professional life, my understanding of this concept. And a lot of my position and what I teach is in direct contrast to so much of what you see out there in the coaching world. You know, there's a lot of, and I do say this with so much love, it may sound judgmental and not to ping myself on against anybody else out there. But there's a lot of kitschiness out there, and it's like, kick your mean girl to the curb and how to, and every time I see that, I have this, my reaction is like, oh, like, you know, you're just creating more conflict in your body. And I'm, you know, again, my whole position is how can we create the space? How can we create an environment where we can hold and we can accept all of the parts of ourselves, right? Not just the parts that we have decided or deemed socially acceptable or good enough, but learning, you know, ultimately that mean girl, right? She's mean for a reason. Mm-hmm. What is she needing more than anything else in this world? Love and acceptance. Mm. Right. And if I'm shaming her and I'm trying to get rid of her and I'm kicking her out of the popular club, what do you think that's going to do for my overall sense of being? It's going to create more fragmentation. Mm-hmm. And ultimately what we're working to create within ourselves is integration, wholly integrated beings where all of the different parts of myself, the, you know, I don't even want to use the term like good and bad, right? But because, you know, all of the parts are there for a reason. They all developed from our story and our journey for a reason. Mm-hmm. And so learning to embrace them, learning to create the space for a new relationship is where true healing and transformation comes from. Mm-hmm. And that also means recognizing, you know, that they don't need to be driving the bus.
Right.
Right. It's not a free-for-all. Right. The mean girl doesn't just like run, you know, rampant all the time.
Yeah. Well, and the mean girl, we put a new label on her and call her, you know, sweet 9-year-old girl or whoever it is, like sweet 9-year-old girl, you're going to sit in the passenger bus today while the highest version of myself drives the bus. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to be along for the ride.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, you know, I talk a lot about this, shifting the dialogue and creating that new relationship and having that energetic mm-hmm. exchange with ourselves where, you know, the 9-year-old or the 15-year-old or whatever part of us that is scared mm-hmm. and thinking that I got to take over, I got to protect us. Don't worry, like I got this.
Yeah.
You know, the conversation becomes, you don't have to take over anymore. There's actually, you know, I can do this. You're safe. You get to sit here and relax. It's okay now. Mm. Right? Acknowledging that part of ourselves and the need that that part of us has mm-hmm. to take over, to drive, right? It's all fear response, right? We can always break it down to, you know, that basic survival mechanism that we have within us. And to be able to heal is being able to create that space where we feel true safety and knowing that I can surrender.
So what's great about this concept is that people can go through a timeline, right? And we talked about this on our coaching, in our coaching academy. We talk about doing this work on yourself because when you're aware, and more passengers will come up as you're doing the work, you'll be like, oh, never knew that passenger was on the bus this whole time until she wants to come out and play. Mm-hmm. And crazy things start to happen. Mm-hmm. but doing a timeline and realizing like what was going on, like at certain pivotal moments in my life, why did this make me the way that I am? You know, mm-hmm. I think at like one of the biggest ones that I've been like really spending a lot of time with is, I think I told you about this, Jen, when I think I was either 18 or 19 and I was living with one of my best friends and I ended up like having my dad was supposed to pay for my schooling. And it was like at a time where had a job, he was working in construction and it was like $900. Like it wasn't a lot, but he fell through. He fell off the face of the planet, went back on drugs, and didn't come through to pay for my school. And it was my last semester before I could apply for nursing school. It was like very important that I went and paid this. And I didn't qualify for any financial assistance. And I had to make the choice of either paying for college or paying rent that month. And I decided I'm paying for school, right? And the person I had to pay rent to was my friend. She was one of my best friends, like all through high school. We were extremely close. And that was the end of our friendship was because of that moment. And I remember her like saying just horrible things. I'm going to take your, you know, furniture out and rah, 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 rah. Like she was very upset, which, you know, I mean, in her world, that was a big deal to her. And in my world, it was too. I felt horrible, but I chose the school, you know, because that's what felt best to me at that time. And this person came up like a couple of months ago, right? I told you about this and I forgot about this version of myself. And I started to spend time with her because what she was heartbroken and she was sad. And she, from that moment, started to think that, you know, you couldn't have both, you know, like you had to choose either like success or friends. And mm-hmm. I started to get very black and white thinking from that point. And now that I've started to spend time with that version of Kayla and making her feel safe and secure and showing her like everything turns out okay. And giving her that grace that she really needed in that moment, right? Mm-hmm. She really needed someone just to understand why she did what she did mm-hmm. and make her feel okay and seen. And oh my gosh, I've been seeing so much change in my life, really in the money department and also in the relationship department since I've been spending time with her and making sure that 19-year-old is all, you know, buckled up on the bus, mm-hmm. but not in the driver's seat.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, as you're talking about that, I'm just, you know, knowing what I know about your story and your history. And we were talking about this, how, you know, the different passengers on our bus, they will, you know, they evolve and they influence the later passengers that come on. And, you know, the 19-year-old, she already had a foundation in place of scarcity and not enoughness. And, you know, so then of course being presented now with this, you know, huge, big adult, situation and decision. And let's face it, 19-year-olds are not equipped to make decisions
like
this.
Absolutely not.
You know, just thinking about, you know, how that solidifies, you know, that experience and that perception for that 19-year-old of lack and yep. not enoughness. And, you know, I think too about the upper limit problems, you know, from an unconscious level that can be established as you're building success of, you know, if I get too successful or if I have, you know, I'm not going to have any friends left standing. And so I'm going to be alone in the world and, you know, have to make these huge sacrifices if I'm going to be successful. You know, and you can just see how when you get to know these parts of ourselves, when we get to know these passengers and really look at them, like, how do they see themselves? How do they see the world around them? How do they make decisions? Mm-hmm. Right? What is the place that they're operating from when they're making decisions? Mm-hmm. We get to explore this whole new way of being with ourselves.
Mm. And it's fun. I think so. I mean, are you like,
I'm laughing. Not? No, I mean,
I think it's because I've been doing it for a while now.
I love this stuff, right? Like I laugh because I recognize that you and I are not the norm because the truth right. is most people are afraid of this work. Mm-hmm. Most people are afraid to go deep within themselves. And this is why most people live mediocre lives.
Right.
And I know that sounds really harsh, and I'm not usually one to speak such like harsh.
Well, they're listening to the Mommy Millionaire Show, so they're kind of used to this.
But this is true.
Truth because in love.
You know, my whole thing. You know, you know this better than anybody about me that I do not shy away from the hard stuff. I don't shy away from the, you know, quote unquote pain.
Yeah.
Because I see so much beauty. And so much opportunity in the healing.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not afraid to lean into my sadness. I'm not afraid to lean into my heartbreak. I'm not afraid to lean into my insecurity because I know the beauty that comes from holding myself in that place of grace and compassion and kindness. And I know what opens up for me when I lean into it. So, you know, when you say it's fun, I'm like, you know, I love this stuff. I love it.
Well, anybody else I think that's listening in right now and you're going to like, ooh, I want to do this. I mean, the Coaching Academy is perfect for you. Shameless plug right there.
Right. Right. I mean, that's what that's all that it is. Right. Get ready. Mm-hmm. Get ready to have your highest self in the passenger seat most of the time from here on out. Like that's what the Academy is meant to do, right? Because that's how we change the world, right? I'm not changing the world if I have my four-year-old driving the bus.
Absolutely.
She's awesome. Don't get me wrong. Like she's an awesome little girl and I love her more than anything, but she's not the change maker, right? It's my highest self who's learned to love her after years of rejecting her. That is the change maker. And the same is true for anyone else who is listening and anyone who, you know, does this work with us.
Well, I think that's the perfect way to end this.
All right.
There. I mean, this is like a perfect tool we just added to your guys' tool belt. And what I want you to do after listening to this podcast is just ask yourself a question, look in the mirror and say, who's been showing up in my relationship, in my friendships, in my business, on Instagram, like really, and you can't lie to you, right? I mean, you can for a little bit and it doesn't work. You're going to see lying to yourself does not work. Yeah. So the moment you get true and real and look in the mirror and say, okay, be brutally honest with yourself, that is when change can occur, right? So it's awesome work. It's a lot of tears that will come from this, right? Because you're going to feel feelings that you've suppressed for a long time. And I have a whole episode on spiritual bypassing. I'm sure Jen does too on her podcast, Love Your Truth, if you guys want to check it out. But I hope this concept serves you. I hope you ask those questions. Jen, do you want to add anything else?
I just want to say thank you so much for having me back on the show again. You know, I say this all the time, but I never take for granted the privilege of being able to share time and space with others. It's, you know, our most precious commodity that we have is our time. It is so limited here on this planet, not to get too deep, but you know, I really do value and appreciate, and I never take for granted how much it means to spend it, that you choose to spend it with me. So thank you.
Yay. Hope you guys all felt that love from Jen. She is a change maker and a little love bug. Just love her. Make sure to check out her podcast. I mean, there's really no point of following her on Instagram. Just kidding.
That's not true.
But I do post. She posts once a month. I mean, and when she posts, it is a good post. Okay. So check her out. Just joking. Please follow her.
No, they are good. That wasn't a joke. They're good posts.
Oh yeah. The posts are amazing. Or else I wouldn't follow you. Anyways, you guys, thank you for listening in. I love every single one of you so much. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us today. And we'll be back soon. Bye, ladies.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.